From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials expressing their concern with two visiting U.S. cabinet secretaries about U.S. threats of deportations and the building of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly met with their counterparts in Mexico City. President Trump has repeatedly insisted that Mexico, one way or another, must pay for a border wall, which lawmakers in Washington estimate would cost at least $12 billion. And just this week, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security outlined policies that could result in the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. U.S.-backed forces have retaken control of the airport in the Iraqi city of Mosul that had been controlled by the Islamic State since 2014. Edward Uranian has our report.
Iraqi government forces moved into Mosul International Airport as tanks and armored personnel carriers surrounded runways alongside the main terminal building. A commander with the Iraqi police brigade, which stormed the airport, told Iraqi media that he was standing on the main runway and that the airport's terminal building was to the side of him. State TV reported that 90% of the main terminal was damaged in the assault. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met with Syrian government delegation and envoys for the opposition in Geneva. They're seeking an end to the 6-year civil war. Syria's warring parties last met in Geneva nearly 9 months ago. This is VOA News. White House strategist Steve Bannon says U.S. conservatives can expect a daily fight with the news media and others in the opposition. Bannon was one of the main speakers at the second day of the Conservative Political Action Conference going on outside of Washington.
Not only not going to get better, it's going to get worse every day in the media. And here's why. But by the way, the internal logic makes sense. They're corporatist, globalist media that are adamantly opposed to an economic nationalist agenda like Donald Trump has.
President Trump will be speaking to the group later today. Trump administration has ordered a review of U.S. policy toward North Korea, looking at all options Washington has for its future dealings with Pyongyang and its leadership. Number of experts believe a nuclear-armed North Korea presents President Trump's administration with one of its most urgent explosive problems. Malaysian police said today an investigation would be carried out into how two women procured a nerve agent, which then allegedly was smeared on the face of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at Kuala Lumpur Airport. Malaysian investigators say Kim Jong-nam died on February 13th, shortly after the women put a substance on his face while he was checking in for a flight. World Health Organization reporting that more than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the global population, were living with depression in the year 2015. That report just released, the numbers marking an 18% increase over a 10-year period. Dan Chisholm is Health Systems Advisor for the WHO's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse and lead author of the report. He says depression is a disorder that can affect anyone at any point in that person's life.
If you look at the prevalence of different disorders around the world and you look at the disability that is associated with them, if you combine those together, depression ends up at the top of the list because it's A, very common, you can see, 1 in 20 people in the world have it, and then it has quite a high level of impairment or disability associated with it.
Breaking a widespread misconception, Chisholm said the disorders are not diseases of the rich or the affluent. He says more than 80% of these conditions are present in low and middle-income countries. And Pope Francis has told his followers that it is better to be an atheist than one of the many Catholics, he says, who lead a hypocritical double life.
That's the latest world news from VOA.